Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd with TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 17, Clothed in Strength. Today's focus scripture is taken from Proverbs 31, 25-27, which reads, "Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness." Many of us have read Proverbs 31. It describes a woman who is strong, honorable, kind, industrious, diligent, takes good care of herself and her household. Most of all, it describes a woman who reverences the Lord and puts Him first in her life. She lives in perfect balance. Regarding Christian health, there are many tips we can take away from the Proverbs 31 woman. First, it says that she was clothed in strength and honor. So much a part of her that other people could see it. But her strength was not natural strength. Rather, it was strength derived from her personal relationship with God. The scripture also says that she rejoices in time to come. In Psalm 21:1, the psalmist identifies that the source of joy is our recognition of God's strength. Because the Lord is strong and mighty, we become strong and mighty as we abide in Him, able to overcome any obstacle He calls us to overcome. Continuing the scripture in Proverbs, it says that the Proverbs 31 woman opens her mouth with wisdom and speaks with kindness. With this prescription, there is no room for shooting from the lip. We all know people who speak without thinking, who speak whatever comes into their minds, no matter who it hurts. But God calls us to speak with wisdom and to speak kindly. We are to speak the truth, but in love, both to others and ourselves. Most of all, we speak God's word to edify ourselves and others, because God's word brings health to our flesh, according to Proverbs 4:20-22. Lastly, the proverb says that the Proverbs 31 woman watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. This woman uses her God-given influence to benefit her family. As she works on her own health, she uses her influence to improve the health of her family as well, one healthy choice at a time. She keeps her home neat, clean, and organized because she knows that a peaceful environment facilitates health as well. With her home organized, she can spend more time on those things that matter most. But even if this woman's house was in disarray, then she would strengthen herself to get it back under control, one corner or section at a time if necessary. The Proverbs 31 woman recognizes that being physically active is not just good for her body, but for her mind and emotions as well. She takes time to rest, but does not allow rest to descend into laziness by neglecting the important tasks in life. It takes strength to do the right thing, but by following the example of the Proverbs 31 woman, you can put on the strength God provides to you daily and operate your life in a way that brings glory and honor to Him. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.